I bring you From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right, 8:06 on this Wednesday, July 8th. Glad you're with us today. If you want to be part of the show, 661-1037. I love that we have, it's almost like we have thousands of consultants out there for this show. When we need help answering something, you know, Christian will get the majority of them without any help. But even every once in a while.
I got nothing on Khashoggi 1.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Let's get a clip of that. What was it? What's the thing in the movie?
Khashoggi.
What's the movie? Kosha Marie. You got Star Trek, the test that William Shatner, Captain Kirk beat to beat Spock and them.
I don't know.
It's
that
a test. They call it the Khashoggi test. And then the other one is the guy who, the greatest thing the devil did. It was make you believe he wasn't
real. You're talking about Kaiser Soze?
Kaiser Soze! So it's close to Kaiser Soze. What did he say it was?
Khashoggi 1?
Kissippi. Kissippi because it's now, Mississippi.
Okay, you're going to have to pull the tape.
Khashoggi. I think it was.
Yeah, I think you got to pull the tape. Somehow somebody in Helena, somebody in Helena has come up with some phrase that Craig O'Neill and Ken Hatfield and all these folks over there.
Kaiser Soze?
I don't think it was Kaiser Soze.
Khashoggi. I believe.
I can't believe you don't know, Roger. You don't know about the test. No. Again, this is what's great about our listeners. There's hundreds out there that know the answer.
Was this in the first Star Trek movie?
Yes, it was the first.
Not Wrath of Khan.
Kobayashi Maru. Boom, thank
yes.
you. Kobayashi
okay.
Maru.
Yes.
It's amazing. Look at there Roger, look at him. Jake and Ron and others. Boom, boom, boom. So then that was Kobayashi Maru. Roger, I was thinking I might deserve to get one on that. A nerd alert.
You're right.
And then
my head's hurting. I'm trying to think. And then
the other was the Usual Suspects. That was the
Kaiser Soze.
Kaiser Soze.
Well, Kobayashi was also in Kaiser.
Oh,
Soze.
That's right. Kobayashi was he on the coffee cup or which one was that? We looked at the coffee cup.
Kobayashi. And was Kobayashi also who beat?
Yeah,
Joey
that
Chestnut?
Was Joey Chestnut. That
okay.
was his rival.
Kobayashi.
Or whatever.
What? Yeah, is that the same? Or are you sure?
We're connecting the dots here.
Oh, hell.
Just like they did in Usual Suspects.
I'm not sure of anything
yeah, that's
anymore.
What's so great is all of you
COVID
out there.
Shots has really. I think I'm becoming a Manchurian candidate. I don't know what's going on anymore.
Roger.
I have the ability to have meta glasses, and I don't even have the meta glasses. I can see things or record things.
661-1037. We need a
One Travolta movie.
We need a contestant, maybe even two,
yes.
to play a little match game. So let's hit the match game open and then plan for
game.
Some Trav tickets, I would imagine. Even a 4-pack if you want to bring the whole family. I think
sure.
we can do that.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. And go.
It's time to play the match game. Brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories, your number one Central Arkansas source for truck accessories. Visit them in-store or online at ustruckaccessories.net. Now, let's see what wacky answers the guys could come up with.
And while we're waiting on calls, let's hear this great throwback. If you have Hold on. Let me tell you right here.
If you have a milkshake and I have a stroll, and my straw reaches across the room and into your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Wow. That is, for those who have not seen that movie, what's the name of the movie, Christian?
There Will Be Blood.
There Will Be Blood. It's a horrible movie. It's a,
no, it
it's a horrible, it
is,
depressing.
It's a great movie. It's one of the best movies of the 21st
oh,
century.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot be. Oh,
here you go. You're gonna be the one that saves me.
Yeah, now
and after all, you're my wonderwall.
Wow, look at that. Now that is what everybody's singing now in the soccer
when
world?
England wins, because Oasis is an England band.
That's their song.
English band, yes. Well, that's their signature song. I wouldn't say it's their best, but
yeah. Listen, Roger, you have not watched the movie we're talking about.
Mm-mm.
You must watch it, and I think you're going to see with me. It is a fight to get to the end. It is so such
it's
a miserable.
Not for me.
It is a oh my god. It is a miserable. You are miserable by the time. And then at the end, you go, "What did I just watch?"
I think my favorite movie with that guy in it, number one, has to be The Last of the Mohicans. I just like.
Yeah, I don't think I've. I don't think I've seen that in 25, 30 years. Yeah, it's been a long time.
Me,
yeah, but,
you know,
but he was good. He also did Lincoln, right? He was Lincoln.
And then
he was
Lincoln. You know, so you got him, Lincoln, and then,
oh, what was the other one?
DiCaprio. New,
Kings of New York?
Kings of New York.
Yeah.
Gangs of New York.
Gangs of
New York.
No, it was Kings
of
Leon.
In the name of the Father.
It was the Kings of Leon.
661-1037. We need a contestant. Come on. Someone says There Will Be Blood is not good.
It definitely is. You're
wrong. I don't think it is. I haven't even seen it.
Someone said it.
That is judging a book by its cover.
Someone says, y'all may have already talked about it, but did you see Justin's social media post yesterday? Glad to see he's coming back. Yeah, he's back. What did he say? He played Mama Don't Knock You Out. And what is
Mama Said Knock You Out.
Is that what it was? No. Don't call it a comeback. Don't call it a comeback.
That's the same song.
Yeah. Same one.
It's Mother. Mother Will Knock You Out.
Yeah, and then it's a shaded figure of Justin.
Yeah. Roger, I'd say he's walking away.
Somebody look at that and say, I think he's walking towards the stage. Roger says he thinks he's walking away from you, away from the camera. Yeah, so apparently he's playing tomorrow. We don't know. We're left in the dark. We're going to get a message. Maybe one of the kids will text
us. What's it like being on a need-to-know basis?
Yeah. You know what? You go on. You do what you do.
You do.
You do what you do.
You just don't.
And I'm glad he's back.
Of course.
I wonder if it sounds like he's all buffed up, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
he's
been lifting weights.
Lost a lot of weight.
I don't know.
Grew a mustache, shaved his head.
Somebody, Justin's coming back to his grueling 7-hour work week. Well, listen. It's not the. It's
we
not,
don't know that.
It's not the midweek. It's the weekend where he works the hardest. So, mm-hmm. All right, 661-1037. Someone says here.
All I know is, I want to give a shout out to two of the finest people I know as a human being, other than your mom and dad, and my wife, and Jessica. Greg and Lee Hatcher.
Wow, you just really went slow motion.
I did, and I don't care. I'm telling you right now. Telling you right now, skinny boy. How was your room the other night? What was your room number at the lodge?
118.
Well, why don't you ask me if I was in one? I was on the crap.
No, room. I was 115. I'm sorry.
Okay, because you said 118.
118 was open. That's why I didn't.
Did you? You know what? And so I went back because I had to go back and get something. After I left, I went, well, 118, you mentioned 118, and the door was open, so somebody stayed in there, so I used a little foot stopper, went back and opened my door to let everybody know that it needs to be cleaned.
Very nice.
I did that.
Very nice.
No, I got to go back today. I left something there.
All right, who was that, JT?
Well, you know what?
JT, good morning.
Hey, yes, JT. Sir, good morning.
Hey, JT.
You ready to play?
Yeah, let's play.
Right. I do want to thank again U.S. Truck Accessories in Searcy and Conway. They are a veteran-owned local business. Make sure and tell them you heard about them on Morning Mayhem. We appreciate them. All right, so I'm going to give you a word. You need to wait and let us get our word first, and then you can tell us yours. Okay, you ready? Next game we'll do all right. The officer talks like a cat, not in this one. All right, here we go. It is JT, right?
It is JT. Or do they call you Jet?
You can.
Thank you, brother. All right, JT, here we go. Star blank.
Star.
S-T-A-R. Star blank. Several different directions.
And
you
I
can
go with
here.
The very first thing that pops into my head.
Christian, do you have your answer?
Yes.
Took you a second there. All right. JT, what is your answer for the tickets to see the Travs?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
No brainer. One of us or David has that on the list.
All right, we'll go to Christian first.
I do not.
I have Star Search.
Star Search. Wow. Roger.
I thought you would have gone Star Trek or one of them because that was the first thing we did. No, that's okay. But I went, great soundtrack, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh.
Star Lord.
Star Lord. Wow, Star Lord. Wow, that's an accent. I didn't think you would get that one. I didn't think you would go there. Yeah, I had three answers. JT, you ready? I had Starlight. I had Star, thinking of this show, Roger, mm-hmm. and Christian. I had Star Power. Star Power.
Okay.
And, of course, I had Star Wars as the winner there. Very nice. Very nice. I like Star Search and I like Star Lord. Those were a lot. You want to go double or nothing?
Ooh, do it.
You want to go double or nothing?
Do it. Do it.
Yeah, let's roll.
Okay. A four-pack.
All right, JT.
A four-pack. You get it right, you get four tickets to the Travelers. You miss it, you get six.
All right, here we go. We're going to go. By the way, where are you calling from, JT?
Arkadelphia,
home of the Badgers.
Ooh,
home of the Badgers.
Are we going through Arkadelphia?
Yeah, we have to go.
Do we go through
Arkadelphia? Where do you cut over to go to Mena from what off of 30? Where do you cut over to go to Mena, JT?
Oh, gosh. I don't go to Mena.
I thought you might not know the answer to that. Right, you think if you grew up in Arkadelphia, you know how to get to Mena, but maybe not. Maybe you don't think about going to Mena. That's okay. That's all right. Here we go. We're going to go street blank.
Street blank.
A lot of different directions to go there.
Again, I'm going with the first thing that comes to mind.
So you got your answer, Roger. Mm-hmm. Christian, do you have your answer?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, JT, what is your answer for double or nothing here?
Street fighter.
Okay.
You may be getting six tickets.
Christian, what do you got?
Yeah, I have street sign.
Street sign. Such a good one. Roger, what did you have?
The first thing popped into my head were food trucks. I went street meat.
Wow. Street meat. That's the first thing that popped into your head.
That's exactly what popped into my head. Street meat. It had nothing to do.
All right. I had four.
Yeah.
I had four words, four matches.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
I had street tough.
I've never heard that.
Street repair.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think street repair is a funnier answer than street meat.
I had street party.
Street? No!
You never heard of street party?
No, I have not.
And this is technical, but I am going to go to the judges. I had street fight, and that's close enough to street fighter.
Let's go. You're going, boy. You and two other people are going, three other people, the Arkansas Travelers.
Congratulations.
Yeah, dude. So hold on. Now, do you live in Little Rock or are you from Arkadelphia?
No, I'm from Alabama. I just live in Arkadelphia now.
Oh, dig it. So will you use these tickets to see the Travs?
Absolutely.
You've been awesome. My friend, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And anything else we have from the prize closet, Christian, please give to him. All right, hold on, JT. Thanks for listening to us, dude. We really, really do appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
661-1037. Someone says, I was born in 1990. I'm as millennial as it gets, and I played with jacks and collected marbles, but at the house didn't take him to school. Okay. You know, maybe he's got parents.
We had jacks when I was a kid, but we didn't really play it.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of outdated. You know what I wish I had?
What?
The bag of marbles. I remember that, you know, there were some guys that were so good at marbles. Man, they could do things. The way they held that marble in their hand.
They were doing trick shots
with a thumb.
Yeah,
with a thumb. It was with a thumb.
What were the big ones called? Boulders. Oh, yeah.
Marble!
Hey, what would you do? What would be the first thing you do when you would play somebody, Raj? How would you set it up? What would you do?
I never played marbles.
Okay, Christian, you know what it is?
No.
What is the first thing that you do? If I'm taking on a guy in marbles, what is the first thing you do to prepare or to play that game?
You grease up? You grease up?
I would say if this is the same answer that I just had.
You got a cigarette?
How you played the game. I guess there's different ways you can play. There's different ways you can play marbles. I'm sure there's different types of games, but this is one of the games that you would play.
If I got a marble, I wonder, does my junk drawer have a marble in it?
I know. Where did the marbles go?
Marble.
Where did all the marbles go?
What movie is Marble? Marble.
I don't know.
Asian guy going, Marble.
No.
Marble. No. All right. Let's see if somebody knows. What movie is that?
I do know that I ended up watching Predator last night. And I'm telling you, the interaction between Schwarzenegger and Apollo Creed. Who knew that Apollo Creed was in the military and went to the jungles with Schwarzenegger to
did he lose both of them?
He left one of his arms.
Marble.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Marble.
Ah, we got an answer. Look, let's get somebody ring on line two.
Ring on line two, man.
What's your name, caller? Hello. From the 870, Roger, you know what you do?
Major League. Thank you, Major League.
What is it?
That was the name of the movie. It was Major. No.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that what it is? I don't know.
Yeah, it was Major League. It was when the Japanese guy was on the team, and what was his name? Jobu. Yeah. He would not. He would not hit it. He could not hit a homer. He said, "You got a mobber."
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing.
That's okay. You don't have to.
Someone says, Roger's talking about street meat, and David's talking about how guys hold marbles in their hands. I'm beginning to wonder about you, too.
Don't wonder about it.
Someone says, Carl Weathers, Apollo Creed was his record. I'm playing.
No, you're not.
But I'm telling you, Apollo, I can't remember his name. Apollo looked good in Predator. Holy cow. He was buffed up.
If he was Apollo instead of the character he was in the Predator, he would have took the Predator down?
Yeah, he would have been smarter. But he and Arnold, he lied to Arnold. He lied to Arnold to get him there.
Want Arnold's voice. Let me hear it.
It was a cover story.
You know, you'll never want to come here. Go to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
Is that that movie?
I think it is. To the chopper.
I think it is.
Yeah. I know that.
Okay. Yeah, what is Christian, what does Jesse Ventura say? One of the great movie lines. He goes,
one of the great movies.
You're bleeding. And what the guy said, what did
you? Oh, I know.
What did he say?
He said, I don't have time to bleed.
And he, listen, wow, and, you guy. Know, Predator took them all out.
Answer on there? Did you get your answer?
So, draw a circle in the dirt is the answer. Now, I think there's another game you don't have to do that, but I think the standard marbles is the drawing of the circle.
This is like billiards versus straight pool or something.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, somebody says his name in Predator was Dylan. And then someone says, I guess we're talking about Mina. You guys take 270 up to a pencil bluff, take a left at what is this? You guys know there's... Gosh, it's not good. Oh, the Indian dude in Predator was great, too. Remember him?
I have not seen the Predator. Yeah, I cannot tell you.
He was great, because he goes, what are you doing? He turns around, takes off his shirt like he's...
Isn't he the bad guy in 48 Hours? Any of the Indian in 48 Hours with Gans?
I don't know, but who is the, I don't know that, but who is the other black guy with Apollo, besides Apollo 3?
See, first of all, I don't see color.
Yeah.
So this guy. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, this guy.
Bill Duke. Bill Duke is his name.
What do we know him from?
Well, you know Bill Duke because Bill Duke played, he played a bad guy.
He was in Hoodlum, wasn't he? Well, he's been in a lot of stuff.
Oh, he's a bad dude. What bad movie? He played a bad cop in that movie, which is a great bad movie with Bill Duke. Bill Duke.
He was pretty good.
He's a great actor. He played a bad cop in a Mel Gibson movie.
Payback?
Bing.
He was in Car Wash, Roger.
Payback, not a good movie. Remake of a good movie, which is Point Blank by Lee Marvin, or with Lee Marvin.
Didn't know that.
Yep.
Bird of the Wild? I'm going to have to watch it. Payback is a great bad movie.
The Lee Marvin version is actually a good movie.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I was trying to think. There's got to be, I know him from something. I'm trying to think if I see any other...
You can go back.
He was at Car Wash.
He's been in a lot of stuff.
Think about this. He was in Car Wash, American Gigolo, Predator. That was really one of his early roles was in Predator. Bird on a Wire, Menace to Society. Exit Wounds. I don't think that was it. Get Richard, Die Trying. He was X-Men The Last Stand. I remember that. Anyway, he was good, Roger, in that movie Last Stand. I was sort of surprised how good he was. That's actually a sort of good bad movie. It's a good guy movie.
It's a good guy movie.
Testosterone and,
Josh said
monsters, guns, explosives.
Remember, and the big guy, the alien, the Predator, remember he tries to trick him, and he goes around, he goes... I think he said, die, or what, die, he couldn't kill him.
Dutch, you're one ugly MF-er. Is that?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but he calls him to the, at the end. And then there was a couple more. The question of that movie spun off about 10 different Predator alien movies.
First Predator movie is pretty good.
The best.
And the rest are pretty trash, other than some of the recent ones. Whereas the first Alien and then Aliens is actually pretty good.
Yeah, they started merging. They moved Predator.
Yeah, they're
fighting each other.
In the same universe or whatever they say.
Someone said Billy was the Indian in Predator and was also bad guy in 48 Hours.
Billy. Yeah, I think it was Billy. I think it was Billy in
Y'all say Indian. Are y'all talking about Native American? Okay.
Yeah. They called him Indian. I think they called him Indian.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
I was a little confused.
I love because they were looking up in the.
Let it be known that, listen, if something offends you, it does
I'm not offended. I didn't know if you meant Indian or Native American.
You'll get upset. Just to let somebody know, if something offends someone, doesn't mean you're right because you're offended. And it doesn't mean that that person is wrong if they offend.
I didn't know if you meant Asian or American.
I didn't say Christian. You and I are pretty much, listen, I picked you up from work a couple of times.
So listen to this. So tell me, Billy was an Indian and Predator and was also a bad guy in 48 Hours. He was also a mayor in Kentucky.
So why you call him Billy? Was his name Billy in the movie?
He's dead now. Sonny Landham his name.
Are you talking about Billy Duke?
Bill Duke was in Commando with Arnold.
Yes, he was.
Bill Duke.
Are we talking about maybe a different guy? This guy's
here. No. Billy was the name of the character.
What's the name of the character? Okay.
In 48 Hours.
Gotcha.
Bill Duke is a bald black guy. Bald-headed black guy.
Yeah.
In that movie. I'm telling you. Car Wash, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he was actually pretty darn good. He was really compelling.
He's a good actor. He's a good actor.
He played
a good bad cop in that Payback movie. And, he's an excellent actor. Definitely.
Roger, someone says, now you should remember this from the 870. Okay. This was the person who was trying to, but I think he was sometimes does what you do. He talks text, and it was just a mess. Lum and Abner store is on Highway 88 on the way to Mena. Remember us stopping?
We did do that. We sure did.
I don't know. Do you know much about Lum and Abner, Christian?
Mm-mm.
I don't either, but they were nationally known. They were like a national show.
They're young guys, and they portrayed old guys from the Jot 'em Down store. There's a store on the way to Mena.
Was this like a radio, right?
Abbott Costello sort of gig or something?
Well, I wouldn't say Adam and Costello. I would say more of a Amos and Andy.
Okay,
more of an Amos and Andy than Abbott and Costello, but they played Ogut, and I think Amos and Andy were white guys who played black guys. And then when they did it on TV, they had black guys do it. I believe that's right. But the Jot 'em Down. I go to school. I went to school. Samantha and I went to school with a guy by the name of Scott Locke, Lauck, and that is Chester Locke, or one of the two. One of them is Chester. So he's related to Locke, and they started their program. Whatever the station is, somebody in Hot Springs helped me. If it was KZNG or KBHS, which is KB. Hot Springs, I guess, is what that was. Those were two stations that I grew up with down in Hot Springs. So that was one of them where they started and went nationwide. And now you know the rest.
Roger, when we come back from the break, we're going to play a little Dead or Alive. Dead or Alive.
I can have the list?
Yeah, let's go. Let's rock and roll. We got time.
I have the list. I've been waiting on it.
New little fun adventure we're going to start playing on here. Dead or Alive. We did it yesterday.
If you'd like to sponsor, we haven't given that out yet. But if you'd just rather it not sponsor it and just put money in our pocket, we can't accept it. We cannot accept it. Looking for a new gig on Tuesday nights? I'm your guy.
Wow. Looking for a new...
Yeah, we're taking summer trivia. Off at okay. Boudreaux's. Taking the rest of the summer off.
Oh, so somebody can get a Roger Scott trivia at the restaurant.
You can. At a restaurant bar. Or your house.
Well, trivia host of the year.
You're still at Oakline. Oh, yeah. Still Oakline. Just not this week. We're not there.
Well, the timing is perfect, Roger, because we are so busy.
It works out.
We'll be in Mena tomorrow, and we'll be there probably 12:30 at the Skyline Cafe.
Other than next Tuesday, I may have to make Tuesday's date night with my wife.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You're doing Wednesday night pickleball, right?
Doing pickleball there. She does Mahjong. She did Mahjong last night.
She plays Mahjong?
So I don't know. Yeah, she does. She does it at church.
Mahjong?
Mahjong. I'm going to leave it there.
Don't go away.
Buzz's ticker on our social media platform presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, your pool and spa chemical headquarters. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
This is SportsCenter.
The quarterfinals in the World Cup are set as the round of 16 wrapped up yesterday. In game one of yesterday's matches, Argentina had an all-time great comeback from down 2-0 at the 78-minute mark, going on to score three goals in the next 13 minutes to stun Egypt. This was the latest a team had ever trailed by two goals and come back to win without needing extra time. In game two, Switzerland and Colombia were tied 0-0 all the way until penalty shootouts, where Switzerland won 4-3. The last time they appeared in the quarterfinals was 1954. Argentina and Switzerland will face off on Saturday. There will be no games today. The quarterfinals will get started tomorrow with Morocco and France. Friday will see Spain and Belgium play. Then on Saturday, the final quarterfinal games will see Norway take on England, as well as the aforementioned Argentina and Switzerland game. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
A little warmer this morning and still kind of hot this afternoon. A high of 92 degrees. Will become partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Tonight, though, mostly clear down to 74. Our Thursday will be mostly sunny and hotter with a high of 96, but also a few isolated thunderstorms are possible. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from BetSaris and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
David Basil here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry, along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion. Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
Your heart works hard for you every day. Are you taking care of it? UAMS Health makes it easy with our heart health screening. For just $99, you will receive a heart CT scan, cholesterol and glucose testing, kidney and blood pressure assessments, plus stroke risk screening, all with same-day results. If you're over 35 or have a family history of heart disease, this screening is for you. Healthy heart, healthy you, healthy future. Call UAMS Health at 501-603-1222. That's 501-603-1222.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting SaracenResort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oakwan Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Sing it if you know it.
I brought flowers to your door last night. I done you wrong and I want to make it right. You say I'm not welcome here. I know it ought to be perfectly clear, but I can't help.
Say it if Jessica's singing this right now.
Yep. If I had 2 dozen roses and an old bottle of wine, if I really could have hung the moon, would change.
All right, stop the tape. Stop the tape.
We sang it at
on Air
on
Hatcher.
Plane.
Yeah, now, do we, listen, I just heard Christian jump in there. Do we want a Christian solo with that? Do we want a Christian Roger combo with that song right now? Christian?
Christian, I think it's for both of us. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Now, let's hear acapella.
Want to hear it again?
Acapulco?
Yeah, Acapulco.
Well, we need to do it again there. Jump in when you feel good.
I brought flowers to your door last night. I done you wrong and I wanna make it right. I say I'm not welcome here. I know it ought to be perfectly clear. I can't help but wonder what it might be.
Messed it up.
Oops. If I had 2 dozen roses and an old bottle of wine, if I really could have hung the moon, would it change your mind?
Awesome. All right, we're going to do the chorus. That's the main thing.
If I had cried a little harder and get a little sleep at night, if I had 2 dozen roses, would it change your mind?
All right, what's it gonna be? We're going to Acapulco. We're going you're going together.
That was it, right?
Just the chorus. Roger.
Now in heat and air. Roger's father-in-law, dead or alive.
I know, I saw it, so good.
You people are awesome. I want to take one. We've got him. Not only do we have a listener come up and sit with us, if you want to, you should go on a trip with us.
What does the best listener get?
We don't know. We usually can't get any prizes at the station anyway. All right, listen, we're not singing this again unless we're recording it. We've done this enough. This is recording. Let's go. Either turn it down. Let's go.
If I had 2 dozen roses and an old bottle of wine, if I really could have hung the moon, would it change your mind? If I could cry a little harder and get a little less sleep at night, if I had 2 dozen roses, would it change your mind?
Outstanding. Astounding. Astounding. Very nice.
Astounding.
We got an astounding.
That's it. That's mark the tape. That is free of charge, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to buy a ticket to get that.
You don't.
You don't have to have a subscription.
JT, you could get that. We could come to your house when you come up to the Travelers game.
And who sings this, Raj?
That is Shenandoah.
Okay,
Shenandoah.
Gotcha.
Not to be confused with.
All right. Kobayashi. So let's play a little Dead or Alive, and it's not going to be Roger's father-in-law. That will not be the question.
It's time to test your knowledge and maybe your arbitrary reading skills. It's the game that asks the question we've awkwardly wondered. Are they still with us or already a Wikipedia tribute page? Celebrities, legends, and a few, wait, I thought they were gone moments. No lifelines, no Googling, just guts and guesses. It's Dead or Alive, where being right feels great and being wrong feels really uncomfortable. Yeah! Because some of them might even be local celebrities.
Maybe.
Listening right now.
Maybe. All right, 661-1037. We need a contestant to play Dead or Alive.
Valentine, you got any prizes?
Dead or Alive. We play for pride. You know what? People can play for pride. If you're sitting listening there, pick up your phone.
He's got a banana.
501-661-1037.
Glad to see us.
1037 is the number. Somebody said, let's lead that song to Shenandoah to
Boo.
Sing.
Boo.
Oh, boo.
Boo.
Boo. I'm sorry you can't appreciate greatness.
Oh,
local greatness.
Right. I blew. I screwed it up. I should have let Christian sing about himself. No, we apologize. It's good. May we come to your house and taste some of your crappy food.
Somebody says, best listener gets to tour David's house. a signed copy of Antiquities and watch a movie with Christian Weaver. That's great.
I like it.
I love that.
I like it. You know what? Or I could do the director's, what do you call it when they do the audio of, I know, I'll do Q&A.
Director's commentary?
Here's what I'll do.
Yeah.
I won't give you a signed copy of Antiquities because if it's digital, you have to buy it. I will do a Q&A after the movie at your house is what I'll do.
All right, we've got us a contestant. Okay. Roger, we do two out of three, right? The best two out of three. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think Roger. That's right. That's yeah. right, yeah.
You listen, Roger?
I'm listening.
Are you not saying, I'm asking you, you're not saying anything. Is that the best two out of three?
Well, yeah.
I would just say yes. You didn't say anything.
Well, sometimes you ask a question and answer it yourself, so I thought I was letting
you Kristen
have
did. Kristen stepped in and said okay. yes. Okay.
All right. Step in.
We got Peyton. Let's go, Peyton.
Peyton,
let's
are go. You Here there?
When has actually being guy? Right on the show know. Ever mattered, though?
True. True. All right, Peyton, come on. Get us a win right here.
Peyton, I'm going to read you all three of these things. Each one, I'm going to read you a little something about them, just enough to tell you about them. And then you choose whether they are dead or alive. First up.
Peyton's pretty young. I think he's my age.
Peyton, how old are you?
28. I'll be 29 next month. Yeah,
just Very Roger, and Roger, the other thing, you have to deliver this in pretty efficient time because mm-hmm. if not, he can really Google real quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Are you ready?
Phone's in my pocket, guys. I heard the rules.
Whoa, hey.
I like it.
Listen, I don't care what you do with your pockets.
What's that
I got
bulge?
The AirPod in. I'm going to work it.
Here we go. In your ready?
What's that bulge in his pocket?
Very nice.
Go pretty good imitation.
Yes.
Mel Brooks, born in 1926. Actor, filmmaker, comedian. Young Frankenstein, Blazing Saddles, Spaceballs. Dead or alive?
Oh, man. I'm going to think he's still kicking. Wild guess.
He just had a birthday. He's 100 years old. Oh my That's gosh. Exactly
wow.
right.
Wow.
Exactly. Hope I make it.
Here we go. Here we go. Bill Greeson, born in 1924. He's a pitcher in the Negro League, played his final game in 1954. He'd be 101 years old, dead or alive.
I don't know
Where's
that.
Rick when you need him? We're going to say he's 6 feet under.
He is still alive.
Oh.
Still alive. That's all right. You've Sorry, got Mr. one Jacob. More chance.
How old is he?
He is 101.
Okay. Well,
he pitched in the Negro League.
All right, here we go. Got to get
Last
this one.
Last chance. You get this one, you win the prize. Number three, Pele, born in 1940. Oh. Brazilian pro footballer, soccer, if you will, regarded as one of the greatest ever, dead or alive?
I literally think Pele's still kicking.
Oh, no.
Died in 2022.
He died a few years back.
Oh, my God.
Died at the age of 82.
To be fair, I just got into soccer.
That's all right. That's all right.
Okay, Peyton, we love your
fearlessness. Peyton, we love that you listen, my friend.
Yes, you're fearless.
That concludes the very first official game. Dead or alive.
Peyton, where do you live? Where are you from?
I'm in Greenbrier, originally from Searcy.
What do you do for a living?
Roundabout Pools in Conway, Greenbrier.
All right. Well, listen, we appreciate you listening, buddy. Thank you so much.
We sure do, buddy. Thank you. Thank you very much, Peyton. That was Dead or Alive.
Did you guys hear, Christian, I you might have had this in your sports slam. I'm reading it. I can't believe this is true, Roger. Did you see it? So, in a 6-4 loss to the Tampa Bay Rays on Tuesday night in St. Petersburg, the New York Yankees struck out 17 times to become the first team in American League history whose batters hit that mark in consecutive nine-inning games. Are you serious?
I did not see that.
17 times back-to-back? That's the craziest thing I've ever heard of. I mean, you know, good Lord. Cody Bellinger said that's a lot of strikeouts. I knew we had 17 yesterday. I didn't feel like we had that many today. Oh, my gosh. New York did manage 11 hits.
Wow.
Reaching double digits for the first time since June 17th, but result in the 10th loss in 12
They're struggling
games.
As of late.
Wow. Overall, the Yankees have 824 strikeouts, the third highest mark in the American League. It's not even the highest.
Wow.
Wow. 17 Ks back-to-back. Somebody said we sound like the Wolf. Because we play 90s music. 90s country.
Hey, shout out to we got someone who said our singing sucks. Then we got this person right here. hearing Roger and the Wiz singing, and I wear khaki pants and knock over a wine display. Thanks, guys. That's exactly right. Thank you, Mama. For anybody that takes our stuff, if you need a mop or shouldn't wear khakis, we appreciate you very much.
Listen, yeah, we do. We're gonna for those who missed it, much to the chagrin of our GM, we'll play that again when we come back.
Chagrin.
Because you know what happens, Christian, is that Justin Akers realizes when he wakes up thinking, I missed out.
Yeah.
There's so many opportunities.
Does he ask Moose to sing now?
I doubt it.
But listen, Moose is a sharp guy. You know, I'll give him credit that he's I did. I'd almost
he's
like
a fellow soccer fan.
I wouldn't mind seeing maybe a producer war between Christian and him. Who do you think would win that, Christian?
Well, I got to pick myself.
You damn right, you do.
You dang straight, you do.
You damn right.
Hey, you know what? And when you're on our team, we expect you to win.
Yeah. I actually chose you. Did when you expect?
Okay,
the other
I was
guy.
About to ask.
No, I chose
but
you.
In the former matchup, did you actually expect to win?
Let me tell you.
I expect you because you're older.
You're older.
Not that much older. I'm like a year older.
Yeah, but you're an old soul. I think your knowledge is wider than
Josh's.
Well,
you picked yourself.
Was.
He did not pick himself. He just knew you, but he might have been coming in, you know.
Well, Josh is. Josh knows. I think you know more older sports than Josh.
I think
does.
I know more.
You're more well-rounded.
But he said, you know more sports, including now. Josh, I think Josh is really up to date on current sports. Hey, Josh, listen.
He knows more current college football.
That's right. And Josh had a pretty good back. I mean, he goes back pretty decent, you know, but he doesn't go back. Like, I mean, you're like Benjamin Button.
Yeah, I chose you anyway.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
That was good competition. It was relatively close.
It was closer than what I expected.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't remember. I just remember. You know what? I just remember the outcome.
All right, do not go away. It is 8:48.
In partnership with Oakline Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built in for soccer fans. Because sometimes your players get subbed out and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next they're heading back to the bench. Well, not anymore. With FanDuel Super Sub, if your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into the stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Plumbing problems? No problem. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a whole lot more, call the professionals at BR McGinty. They'll fix it right the first time. Call for all of your plumbing needs. BR McGinty,
yeah. Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Camping season is here, and Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs is liquidating all 2026 year model travel trailers and fifth wheels. If you've been thinking about a new trailer, now is the time to buy. One of the many great deals is a 20-foot Salem with bunk beds, power awning, plywood floor, and much more for only $14,990 or $150 a month. Hurry while the selection is good. All these great deals can be seen at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
Southern Bank presents Family Feud on 103.7 The Buzz. Tune in to Morning Mayhem Tuesday mornings for your chance to play with Justin Moore, David, and Roger. Family Feud on Morning Mayhem. Visit BankWithSouthern.com to take advantage of their great deposit rates and outstanding loan service.
Getting a speeding ticket can ruin your day. But what about that cyclist? Or the pedestrian crossing the street? If you hit them while speeding, you'll do more than just ruin their days. That's why tickets are more than just a fine. They're a second chance. A reminder of what's on the line when you're behind the wheel. You won't get a do-over every time. Take this as your sign to follow the speed limit every drive. Speeding slows you down.
A message from the Arkansas Highway Safety Office.
Listen each Friday during Drive Time Sports for the basketball insider in Arkansas. It's Bart Reed, made possible by Martin Orthopedics. Locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Cabot, and Hot Springs Village. Staffed with fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists. For more information on the web, go to martinortho.care.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Kashipi.
All right, there it is. Kashipi. Talk about making you a kid again. This was my, although I think this was my freshman year in college or senior year in high school. Look up the year on this and see what ring that bell, ring the bell.
Ring the bell.
What year came out?
Number one in 1979.
Okay, I was a sophomore in high school. I remember working out in the summer. This was so big at the bowling alley.
Sure it was.
I need a award. What did we just, I had something I was going to say about it, and then the song just completely took me off my course. Kashimi.
Kashipi,
is that what it is? Did you look it up to see what it is? So this is Craig O'Neill talking about a game.
Kashipi.
One more time.
Kashipi.
I can hear that on the morning open, Roger, already. One more time.
Kashipi.
Put it somewhere.
It's right next to
it's on Wednesday.
What's our friend Frankie Lisco down at over in
Dobre.
Dobre, and what's the first part?
Yakshimash,
Dobre, and
Kashipi.
Is there it?
Kashipi.
This is delivery too. So that's what they do. We have the clip of you and Roger's latest hit.
Not yet. I have to wait till the top of the hour.
Okay. Well, everybody's wanting to hear that. I think Joe.
Everybody, yeah. I'm just everybody's
what
clamoring.
Did you do, Justin, your vibe's a little.
You don't
for some
remember
reason,
what
huh?
the? You don't remember what the movie that had that in it was?
Why are you yelling?
Because you said nothing.
He's too quiet.
Oh, that was great. That was great delivery. Give me
now,
some more.
Sometime tonight. Give me some more. One more time. One more time.
Say that again, Justin. I mean, your volume's a little.
You don't remember what
now.
You don't remember what the movie that had that in it was?
Why are you yelling?
Because he said nothing.
He's too quiet.
Oh, my gosh. A little rock.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. You came here to get hot and wild with one of your own. Get on your feet. Put your hands together and make welcome to the stage at Old Dirt Road 10 from Pullman, Arkansas, Justin Moore.
We'll be doing it again tomorrow, won't he?
Sure will. And it won't be Little Rock, but it'll be something Illinois. He changes it up, obviously, every time.
Well, good evening, Iowa!
Iowa. Wow.
If you're ready to party and hear some country damn music,
whoa,
get on your feet, put your hands together, and help me make welcome to the stage that old Dirt Road Kid from Poet, Arkansas, Justin Tennessee! Get on your feet, put your hands together, and make welcome to the stage that old Dirt Road Kid from Poland, Arkansas, Justin Moore!
Crazy, JR.
Party to Nebraska!
I tell you what would be funny, Roger, is
to
have all those together, back to back to back to back to back.
Get on your feet, put your hands together, and make welcome to the stage! Dirt Road Kid from
just keeps going.
I love it. I'm telling you.
Get on your feet. Put your hands together. And everybody, welcome to the stage. Hello, Dirt Road.
He's listening. He gets a little faster because he's doing it so much. Yeah. Get ready. Welcome. Put your hands together.
We got
to
do that.
Welcome to the stage. That old Dirt Road boy. And then but yeah, you got to register the state.
We got to edit that with having all the city's names. Of course, Little Rock, he's done twice. And so, that's J.R. Reynolds. That's his the handler.
J.R. boy.
J.R. is the handler.
Good old boy.
Coming up shortly is Joe Nichols, who's got a hot song, even though it's not even out yet, but he's putting it out all over his social media. He's trying to make it like a summer song, which has really turned out to be a good idea. He's probably going to be so sick of singing it. But you know what? If it gets to number one in a hurry, he will be happy about it. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Raji Dodge.
Yeah, I want to hear Raji Dodge.
And we also will play, if you missed it, what was the song you guys covered? It was so good.
Shenandoah.
So
good, dozen roses.
So good.
And you know what? I may play that one when I learn
ukulele.
Welcome to the stage. The ukulele kid.
That's there good. Someone says, Joe said, don't forget splees. I'm not sure what that means. So I wish you guys would get Josh to call in some days to catch up. It would be highly entertaining to hear Chainsaw stir up Josh for a little while.
It would be.
You knew. I would say things that you knew. It was not going to be long before he would.
100%.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody said this last hour has required zero show prep. You know, to
that
me,
it's true.
No. You know, let me say this. David Basil is the best host that I have. I listen to a lot of radio shows. I've listened for years, and just strictly my opinion, and I've listened to talented people. Nobody prepares more for a show than David Basil. Nobody prepares every segment than David Basil. There is a method to his madness. He hit me with the last, with the 8 o'clock hour before the show started to let me know about all those things. He's prepared. He's just prepared.
Thank you, Rogers. Thank you.
And you, there's no better interviewer. Of any guest. I don't give a rat's patootie who it is. I'm just telling you.
Thank you, Bob.
It just is. And again, when you're not here and I'm having to host, it ain't the same thing. Now, granted, it's because I don't have me. When you're not here,
that's correct.
I have to be you,
that's
which
right.
is you impossible
yeah, right.
for me to
yeah,
do.
Thank you, Christian.
Now, but no, you're the best.
Well, the good thing about our show
is you allow us to do.
No, you bet. We got such talented people on this team. As a quarterback, I just hand the ball off. I do a little dump to Roger, hand off to Christian. Get out of the way. Let him go. Let him go to the house. Boom.
You're the best at it.
Someone said best listener gets to spleeze with Morning Mayhem.
You know
you better watch it.
Yeah. No. Yes. And you know what? I guess the best listener content. Everybody has to wear khakis, and we see who messes up first.
All right. Joe Nichols up next.
I've been a little surprised by how far people will come just to visit us.
People will travel just to get the best deal.
We've got 15,000 off Ram HDs.